Magical eyeglasses. Let's meet Barney. He is a 10-year-old boy. He has brown hair, and his hair is always messy. He has dark green eyes and large eyeglasses. He hates his eyeglasses, but he has to wear them. He can't see well without them. He reads a lot. He likes traveling, and he is interested in history and nature. He is a curious and imaginative boy. He wants to live something different and exciting. He doesn't like computer games. Computer games are very boring. They are not real. I want real excitement, he says. He reads nature magazines all the time, but he always says, I want to be there. I want to be in that photo. It is boring to look at them. He is a bookworm and he likes detective books. As usual, just reading the story isn't enough for him. He is a happy and positive kid. He is very sociable, too. He is a successful student and a helpful friend. He loves everything about his life. Well, almost everything. The only thing he hates is his eyeglasses. He doesn't want to wear them. Sometimes he leaves his eyeglasses at home on purpose, or he hides them. His parents are worried about it. They talk to him about it all the time. Dear son, you have to wear them, says his father. They are good for your eyes. Please wear them, says his mother. They don't know it now, but Barney will love his eyeglasses soon, very soon. Every night he dreams of ancient times, wars, wild animals, underwater life, and other exciting things. He closes his eyes and imagines that he is in those places. One night he goes to bed and takes a book. It is about a robber. He robs several banks and leaves clues. The detectives find the clues, but they cannot find the robber. In his last robbery, he leaves a message for the detectives. You can't stop me, he says. He is making fun of the detectives. I can stop him. Just give me a chance to be there, and I'll stop him, says Barney. Then he takes a history magazine. He reads an article about ancient Rome, theaters, arenas, and gladiators. There are several photos, too. I'm against war and violence, but I'm just curious. I just want to know everything about ancient times. These articles and photos don't say everything. I need to be there to learn everything, he thinks. He feels very sleepy. He turns the light off and goes to bed. It is very dark. Then a dim light wakes him up. He opens his eyes. He wants to scream, but a voice stops him. Shh, don't be scared, son. I have good news for you, says the voice. It belongs to a man. Barney looks at the man. He is very old. He has a long white beard and long white hair. He is wearing a long white robe. There is a stick stick in his hand. "I know you. I hear about you all the time," says Barney. "There are many stories about you. You are the wise old man," shouts Barney. He is very excited. "That's right, young man," says the old man. He is very friendly. "I know you don't like your eyeglasses. Now, I will give you new eyeglasses. I'm sure you will love them," he says. Barney is disappointed. "Eyeglasses? Is it a joke?" "I'm not a kid, sir. I'm sure you are one of my parents' friends. I'm sure you are wearing a costume." The old man laughs. "You are imaginative and stubborn. Do you want to touch my hair?" "It's not a wig," says the old man. Barney touches the old man's hair. It is real. Barney checks the beard. It is real too. "Do you believe me now, son?" asks the old man. Barney is confused. "I'm not sure," says Barney. "Listen to me carefully," says the old man. "I will give you a pair of magical eyeglasses. When you put them on, you will go to different places. You can go to ancient Rome or a jungle. It's your choice." "How can I come back?" asks Barney. "A starfish will help you. You have to find it in those places. When you touch it, you will get back to your room," explains the old man. Barney is still confused. "Do you want to try it?" asks the old man. "Yes, of course I do," shouts Barney. "Okay, close your eyes and imagine a place. Where do you want to be now?" asks the old man. "I want to be in the sea. I want to swim," says Barney. "Imagine that you are in the sea. Then put the eyeglasses on. When you open your eyes, you will be swimming in the sea. There is a starfish, but I don't know its place. You have to find it. When you touch it, it will bring you home," says the old man. Then he adds, "Be careful and have fun. I'll wait here." Barney closes his eyes. He imagines that he is swimming in a calm sea. Then he puts the eyeglasses on. It's working. The old man is right. Barney is really in the sea now. He can feel the sun, the warm water, and the little waves. He swims for a while. He dives into the sea. He plays with the waves. He sees a lot of colorful fish. He is very happy. He is tired now. He wants to go home. He has to find the starfish first. He swims to the shore. He sees the starfish. It is very easy, he thinks. He touches it, and he's back in his room. The old man is waiting for him. He asks a question. "Do you believe me now, kid?" "Yes, I believe you," says Barney. "I'm happy to hear that. There are some important rules. You mustn't use the eyeglasses in the daytime. You can use them only at night. You can wear them only once a day. And if you don't wear your own eyeglasses in the daytime, the magical eyeglasses won't work at night. Don't forget, it is not always easy to find the starfish, so be careful. And the final rule, you have only 3 days, warns the old man. Then he disappears. Barney is very excited. I will make a list first. I will write all the places I want to go, he mutters to himself. He is in his bed now. He is trying to make a list, but he is very tired. He falls asleep. He wakes up early in the morning. He goes to school, comes back home, tries to play his favorite games, and read his favorite books. But it's impossible. He cannot focus on any of them. Morning, noon, afternoon, and evening. He is waiting for the night. He has a plan now. He will go to ancient Rome tonight. He wants to see the gladiators. Finally, it is night. His parents are sleeping. Barney goes to his bed and takes the history magazine. He looks at the picture, closes his eyes, and puts the magic eyeglasses on. Barney is lying on the ground. He can feel the taste of the dust in his mouth. He hears strange noises, screams, and a storm of applause. He opens his eyes. He is in an arena. He sees the audience and the king. He is very excited. Then he sees a man. He is very huge. He is talking to the audience, and the audience is applauding him. He is a gladiator, shouts Barney. I will talk to him. I have so many questions to ask, he thinks. Barney stands up on his feet and walks toward the gladiator. The arena is very big, so he decides to run. The gladiator is running toward Barney, too. Barney is very happy, but there's something wrong with the man. He doesn't look happy. He looks angry and dangerous. He is very close to Barney now. Barney says, "Hi," in a friendly way. The gladiator picks up his mace and shouts, "You will die." Barney screams. The gladiator is about to hit Barney with the mace. Barney rescues himself with a quick move. The mace is stuck in the ground now. Barney starts running. The gladiator is chasing him. The starfish! I must find the starfish, says Barney. He has to get rid of the gladiator first. He is still following Barney. The gladiator turns to the audience and shouts, "Look at the little kid! Run, little kid! Run! You can run, but you cannot hide." Barney is among the audience now. The gladiator shouts again, "Don't touch him! He is mine!" Barney hides behind a column. He closes his eyes. He is out of breath. Suddenly, the audience stops screaming. It is very silent. Barney wonders the reason and opens his eyes. He sees the mace again. The gladiator is staring at Barney. He is holding a mace in his hand. "I will kill you," yells the gladiator. Barney tries to run, but the gladiator catches him. He lifts Barney by the neck. Now he is holding the mace in his left hand and Barney in his right hand. Just at that moment, Barney sees the starfish. It is in front of the gladiator's right foot, and he is about to step on it. How can I touch it? It is impossible, thinks Barney. He is very scared, and he starts crying. The gladiator sees Barney's tears. He laughs loudly. Don't cry, kid. Let's have fun. I'll make you laugh now, he says, and holds Barney's left foot. He turns Barney upside down. Barney can touch the starfish now. Thank you, sir, says Barney, and touches the starfish. He opens his eyes. He is safe in his bedroom. Wow, I'm glad the gladiator isn't here, says Barney and smiles. The next night, he goes to bed again. This time, he wants to see the underwater world. He takes the eyeglasses, closes his eyes, and imagines that he is under the sea. Then he puts the eyeglasses on. The view is amazing. There is a huge coral reef, and there are hundreds of oysters. Hey, look at that octopus. It is very big. There are several seahorses of all colors around Barney. Look at that view. Jellyfish, butterfly fish, clownfish, numfish, colorful sea urchins, lobsters. They are like a rainbow. Barney is fascinated. They look like candies. Barney wants to touch them, but they don't let him touch. They swim away quickly. Barney sees a sea urchin. It is red. Barney touches the sea urchin. Ouch! It hurts, says Barney, but he is fine. Then he sees an oyster. Is there a pearl in it? He wonders. He takes the oyster and tries to open it. I can give it to my mom, he thinks. The oyster bites Barney. His finger is stuck in the oyster. Hey! Calm down, pretty oyster. Let me go, says Barney. His finger is bleeding a little, but it doesn't hurt much. The oyster lets Barney go. He looks at the charming view, amazing colors, shy fishes, and clean water. Suddenly, they all disappear. What's going on? He thinks. He has a bad feeling. Then it suddenly gets dark. A huge and scary shadow covers everything. Barney is very scared. What is it? He wonders, and he turns his head back. He is in a big trouble. It is a shark, a giant, dangerous, and hungry shark. It has a huge mouth. Its mouth is wide open, and Barney can see his very big and sharp teeth. It is swimming towards Barney. Barney wants to swim away, but he is very slow. I smell blood, shouts the shark. I smell blood, and it makes me hungry, it shouts again. The shark is very close to Barney now. I have to hide. I have to find a place to hide, he says to himself. His flippers help Barney swim fast, But it's not enough. The shark is very fast. It will catch Barney in a few seconds. Barney is scared to look back. He can feel the shark on his neck. Then the shark bites him. Lucky kid. The shark bites his flippers, not his leg. The shark opens his mouth for a second bite. Is there a cave ahead? Barney looks carefully. Yes, it's a small cave. Barney can hide there. The shark can't harm Barney there because the cave is very small and the shark is very big. Barney enters the cave just 1 second before the shark closes his mouth. I'm safe here, says Barney. He is very excited. I must find that starfish. The shark is waiting outside the cave. Hello, lunch, says the shark. Sooner or later, you will come out. Sooner or later, I will eat you. The shark is swimming in circles outside the cave. Barney is looking for the starfish, but it is very dark. He is roaming in the cave. Then he sees light. The cave has another exit. He is very happy to find it. He swims out of the cave. There is another charming view. It is like a secret garden, and it is full of starfishes. Which one should I touch? How will I find the correct one? There are hundreds of them, he thinks. The shark is not here, so I have plenty of time. I will touch them one by one, he decides. He starts touching them. He is feeling happy again. It is relaxing and enjoyable to touch those beautiful creatures. 10, 30, 60, 90. He is still in the sea. 120, 150. He is still in the sea, but he is very happy. It is like a dream. Then a voice wakes him up. It's dinner time now. So hello, dinner. Barney is panicked now. He has to find the correct starfish immediately. They can't help you, little kid, says the shark and laughs. He is swimming around Barney now, and it is making fun of him. I will give you a few minutes. Play with your friends for the last time. You are very lucky. Look how kind I am. Barney touches them one by one. Blue, purple, green, orange, red, yellow. He is still in the sea, and the shark is coming. Okay, that's enough, says the shark and opens its mouth. Barney closes his eyes and reaches for the last starfish. Is it the correct one? Barney opens his eyes in fear. It is very dark, and he cannot see anything. Where am I? He asks to himself. He touches the ground. It is soft and dry. He feels the sheets and pillows. I'm in bed, he yells. He puts the glasses into the drawer. Next time, I will choose a safe place, he says, and falls asleep immediately. He has strange dreams during the night. He lives all the adventures from the beginning again and again. He wakes up in the morning. He puts on his eyeglasses. Not the magical eyeglasses. He puts on his regular eyeglasses. His parents are very happy to see him with the eyeglasses. This is the third night. He will have his final adventure. Then the wise old man will come and take the eyeglasses back. Barney has a few ideas in his mind. He wants to spend a few hours in a jungle. He wants to have a space travel too. He has to choose one of them. But it is very hard for him. He takes some magazines and looks at the pictures. I will look at every picture. Then I will just close my eyes. I won't make a decision. My eyes will, he decides. Aliens, black holes, mysterious planets, giant trees, wild animals, dangerous rivers. Barney looks at their photos, closes his eyes, and puts the magical eyeglasses on. Where is he? Barney finds himself in a cave. It is not very dark, and he can see some figures in the cave. There are some rocks on the ground. Barney jumps over them carefully. He can see the exit now. He passes by a huge rock and steps out of the cave. Just at that moment, he hears a snort. He looks behind and starts running. It is not a rock, it is an ogre. The ogre starts running too. Barney is in the jungle now, but everything looks a bit different. The trees and the flowers are strange. There's no time to think about that now, thinks Barney. Just at that moment, someone grabs Barney's hand and helps him. Take this flower. If you hold this in your hand, the ogre won't touch you, he says. Barney takes the flower and the ogre stops. It turns around and walks away. Barney looks at his savior. He wants to thank him. Instead, he screams. What's wrong with you? Shouts Barney. He is shocked. Why? Asks his savior. He is confused. You are green, says Barney. I'll ask the same question to you, says his savior. Why? Asks Barney. He is trembling with fear. You are not green, says the little creature. What do you mean? Asks Barney. Well, we are all green, says the little creature. As it turns out, Barney is in a jungle on a strange planet. They start walking in the jungle. There are giant trees and strange flowers. The trees can talk. Some of them are very friendly. They give Barney their fruits. Some of them are hostile. They scare Barney or make fun of him. The two friends spend several hours in the jungle. The flowers have a charming smell. The fruits have an amazing taste. The birds sing fascinating songs. There are several streams, rivers, and waterfalls. Each of them has a different color. Hey, Barney, meteor shower will start soon. Would you like to watch it? Asked the little creature. Of course, says Barney. He is very excited. I know a perfect place. Let's go there, says the little creature. They climb up a hill. There are big and soft flowers on the grass. They are like cushions. They sit on them and watch the meteor shower. Then Barney sees the starfish. It is green too. It has three eyes and antennas. It is time to go. Barney thanks his friend. I will never forget this evening. Thank you for everything. It is great to be here, but I miss my home and family. If you ever come to planet Earth, please find me, says Barney. Then he touches the starfish. He opens his eyes and he is in his bedroom. The wise old man is waiting for him. They talk about Barney's adventure for a while. Then Barney gives the magical eyeglasses to the wise old man and thanks him. I promise I will always wear my own eyeglasses from now on because I want to see my world. Only my own world, says Barney. The old man smiles and disappears.